The commander of the MTTU ACP Awuni has confirmed that he was attacked by a recalcitrant driver when he accosted him for driving in the opposite direction on a one-way road. ACP Awuni said when investigations were conducted a week after his arrest, the driver turned out to be a teacher who had deceived the school authorities that he was going to town to solve a family problem, only to be in town driving a taxi.
I was in Mofti. I had gone to the office early in the morning. I was in Mofti driving back home. And this driver with, I think, a taxi cab, VR181Q, was driving against the one-way behind the traffic bank. I heard people were shouting at him to realize that the place was on the one-way. And he didn't mind them, compounding a very heavy traffic flow at the time. And so I gave him light to tell him that the place was one way. And still, he wouldn't mind. He was coming through. So I drove and blocked him and asked him whether he didn't hear the people calling him that it's a one way. And therefore, he should go back. It is at this stage that he got infuriated, opened his taxi gate and held me. I held my uniform, I mean, my attire on the around my neck. And it is at that stage I told him that he was under arrest. But he told me I cannot do anything. So I called the MTU and asked that they should look for the vehicle and arrest him. I think a week later, he again drove through a red light. It appears that he's a consistent traffic violator. So he drove through a red light. And when the policeman at that point also wanted to arrest him, he went into a scuffle with them. It is at that point that he realized that that was the vehicle that I had talked about, and therefore they arrested him.
What have you done to him since?
He is in remand. He's been remanded by the Buto court. Supposed to reappear on the weekend of next month. Even though his lawyers are trying to see whether they can secure bail for him.
Would you say indiscipline on the road is lessening or is increasing?
In fact, indiscipline is becoming a problem. I'm not the only person. My investigator was slapped by a driver. The investigator was also in a civil uniform, and he realized that the driver was reversing into a major road. When he tried to draw his attention, the passenger in the driver's seat became offended, got down from the vehicle and slapped the investigator. When they realized that he was a police officer, they abandoned the vehicle and ran away. The vehicle is now parked at the MTU. It's becoming a major problem.
And so how are we dealing with them?
What we're doing is that we're not giving them the chance. If you realize from what I'm saying, the vehicle that attacked the other guy is in the yard. The guy who held me is being remanded. And we believe that we are not the only people who are being assaulted by some drivers of that nature. Other civilians might be also, those who think that the law must work may also be facing similar challenges. But what he's saying is that our men are on the ground, and these indifferent drivers are taken to task. We realized that when he indicated himself that the period that he had remanded the children were left without any teacher. But our concern is that why should the teacher be driving a taxi during class hours? Does it mean that the children are also at the peril of this teacher?
Did you find out from the heads of the institution whether he asked permission before he was driving the taxi or what?
We went to the school and the school told us that he asked permission to see something in town, only to get himself driving a taxi. And then when he was remanded, he told the school authorities that he is not well in the schools, and therefore they should book him off duty sick. But in actual fact, he had been remanded by a court. My caution to government workers is to, especially those of them who handle our children, is that if they think that they are not ready to handle the children, they should just leave the classroom.
MTTU Commander ACP Awuni talking to George Ankra.